Hey, in today's Leader Feeder, I want to share with you three tips for how to handle unacceptable behavior and performance in your work team. Many leaders are reluctant to address behavior and performance problems on their team, hoping that it's going to get better on its own, but it usually doesn't. And one reason leaders are reluctant is that they worry a lot about how the team member is going to react to the negative feedback. Most team members will mope or give the leader the cold shoulder for a couple of days, and that can really worry a team leader who wants everyone to like them. I remember talking to one of the department managers at one of my clients, and he said he used to worry a lot about how someone would react to the news that he gave them, you know, whether they would be overly angry and argumentative, or whether they would just be, maybe cry or break down emotionally. And he decided that, you know what, no matter what the reaction was, he really just wanted to see a change in behavior. And so I think you could focus on that as well. So let's cover off three tips to help you out. One, recognize that it's your job as the leader to say something when you see something. Letting things go or looking the other way sends a negative signal that you aren't prepared to deal with difficult situations. One company had us do some focus groups because their employee survey showed a lot of negative reactions inside the company. When I asked the employees, why is it so negative? They said, because management won't deal with the performance and attitude problems of my coworkers. So it really bugs your high performers when you don't deal with your low performers. Number two, take a conversational approach. You know what? There's no need to get overly aggressive or authoritarian. The goal is to change the behavior, not attack the person and make them feel bad. And three, be clear about the behavior that you're seeing. You know, what is it that your expectations are, and how can the team member make plans to make the needed change? And you want to ask them for their commitment. So while I hope that you never get to the point where you enjoy giving corrective feedback, you can get more comfortable and confident with a little practice and experience. Being able to handle the negative feedback and negative behaviors and attitudes of your work team can help you be more confident as a frontline leader. And if I can help you with any additional resources, visit me online at frontlineleadership.com.